It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado companies received more than $10 billion in federal aid to help them recover from the COVID-19 pandemic. CPR business reporter Sarah Mulholland has more.
The U.S. government released data to the public this week on who got loans under the Payroll Protection Program. More than 100,000 businesses across the state borrowed money. The loans are designed to cover payroll expenses. Many of the companies aren't the mom-and-pop operations most people think of as small businesses. Businesses of all kinds tap the funding, from tech firms to investment companies to large restaurant chains. Some recognizable names include Wendy's and the Colorado Museum of Natural History. The Small Business Administration says the program has helped create or keep 900,000 jobs in Colorado. Colorado Public Radio received assistance through the program. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
A team led by a Colorado researcher has developed a tool for calculating the risk of coronavirus infection from activities like going to a protest, riding the bus, or being in a classroom. The developer is CU Boulder Professor Jose Luis Jimenez. He says the COVID airborne transmission estimator shows, for example, that being in a socially distanced classroom with an infected teacher is riskier than with an infected fellow student because the teacher talks more. Jimenez says he'll further refine the tool as more is known about the virus. Denver's COVID testing site at the Pepsi Center closed several hours early on Tuesday amid increasing demand and 90-minute waits for testing. The center is now limiting capacity at about 2,000 tests per day. After that, the gates of the parking lot close. More people may be seeking tests following the holiday weekend when crowds gathered and the pandemic testing site was temporarily closed. The site opens at 8 a.m. daily. Highs around Denver will be in the mid-90s this afternoon and getting warmer toward the end of the week. 94 in Colorado Springs today. This is CPR News.